the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
Some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Bentley singing with the Savoy Orpheans in 1934 and Cocktails for Two. Harry started out as a drummer and went on to become a top vocalist in the 1930s. When Sam Brown's voice gave out in the middle of a recording session, Billy Mirren telephoned Harry and begged him to come immediately. Harry did just that and arrived by taxi, still wearing his pajamas.
Thank you.
imagination in yourself. There are poems and romances in the glamour of your glances. You're an education in yourself. Of all the famous dates in history, I recall but a few. The 4th of July and my dates with you. You've a kiss that's scientific, though it's tender, it's terrific. You're an education in yourself.
Jackson and his band informing us that you are in education. The guitarist in the band, Jack Cooper, took on the vocals, and he was apparently a bit of a loner, preferring to keep himself very much to himself. He married late in life and sadly died a reclusive widower in a small flat in central London. So sad.
I'm afraid of you.
I've got two recordings of that tune. The Metropole label says it's George Fisher and his Kit Kat band. Yet on the Piccadilly label, it's down as being by Tony Young's Ramblers. They did like their pseudonyms back then, didn't they? More later. Now, here's a nice sentiment from Joe Loss. Instrumental which Joe Loss and his orchestra recorded in London on the 10th of September 1937 for Regal Zonophone Records. Since 1930, the Joe Loss Orchestra has never disbanded or reformed and has performed continuously around the world with the best British musicians and singers performing entirely live. That's got to make them the world's longest working band in the history of music. Charlie Kuntz and his Cassini Orchestra are next up on the record player, and they're going to give us the first of two records that have grass in the title.
Snow singing to his tribe on his old banjo. Life is hard, there's not much fun out in the land of the midnight sun. There's no green grass round the old North Pole. Woodgy, 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 woodgy war. There's no green grass round the old North Pole. Woodgy, 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 woodgy war. You never see a cow, you never see a horse, you never see a lamb, so there's no mint sauce. There's no green grass round the old North Pole. Woodgy, 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 woodgy war. See a tree, you never see a lawn, you never see a cow with a crumpled horn. Take a trip to the country for a day and frolic with your girl in the new mown hay.
Well, there's no green grass round the old North Pole. Woody, 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 woody.
Thank you.
by British jazz pianist Reginald Forsythe. That was Greener the Grass, which he wrote himself. Reginald Forsythe was born in London and spent the 1940s and 50s playing clubs in London. However, prior to that, he was working in America. In fact, the recording that we've just heard was recorded in New York City in 1935 using the name of The New Music of Reginald Forsythe. And although uncredited, appearing on that record are, on clarinet, Benny Goodman, and on drums, Gene Krupa. Nowitzki and his famous Melody Band and their 1930s recording of I Remember You From Somewhere, with an ever reliable strong vocal performance by Morris Elwin. Morris Elwin recorded extensively with the Zonophone studio bands of brothers Bert and John Furman between 1927 and 1932. So let's hear one of the records by the brothers, and this is an instrumental though.
Thank you.
Recorded at the Kingsway Hall, London, in March of 1931, that was Memories of You, an instrumental by the Orpheus Dance Band under the direction of John Furman. John Furman, along with his brother Bert, released hundreds of records, but for commercial reasons, they chose to do so under numerous pseudonyms. Vocalist Jimmy Miller was also the second pianist when required for Mrs. Jack Hilton, and I think he did a really nice job on this recording, don't you? It was done in London in 1936, August in fact, and it was called Look Up. Now, another record made using a pseudonym is this next one. The label says it's Raymond and his Ambassadors. It's actually Sid Lipton and the New Grosvenor Orchestra. Sam Brown is the singer.
He know, what does he care? Nothing for you or me. Old Father Thames keeps rolling along down to the mighty sea. He never seems to worry, doesn't care for fortune's fame. He never never seems to hurry, but he gets there just the same. Kingdoms may come, kingdoms may go, whatever the end may be. Old Father Thames keeps rolling along down to the mighty sea.
The holiday teaching us the way to go, never fast and never slow. Tick tock, up you get sleepyhead. Tick tock, off you go, time for bed. Never faltering, never tired, dear old grandfather's clock.
Leon and his band, and a lovely tale about the grandfather clock, as told by Jimmy Allen in 1930. Jack was another one who made hundreds of records in the British dance band era and finished his career as conductor of the Scottish Variety Orchestra.
Thank you. above, a couple below, a gay song of love, some place to go.
Is there anywhere that can compare
with London on a night like this?
But dee-dee-dee-doo,
a bench in the park, a girlfriend to meet, a kiss in the dark, somebody sweet.
Why there's romance in each gay old street
in London on a night like this?
Cafe table where you're able to discreetly hold her hand. Do your wooing to the crooning of a sentimental band.
The glittering light, as homeward we went. The wonderful night, a wonderful friend.
There's no telling where it's going to end
in London on a night like this. In London on a night like this.
Another band using an alias, this time Roy Fox and his band using the name The Rhythm Maniacs. In London, on a night like this, was recorded at the Chelsea Town Hall in southwest London on the 28th of January 1932. Al Boley, I'm sure you'd recognise his voice, he was applying the vocal there. Now here's another record that was recorded in the month of January. This time it was 1935, and it's Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. The drummer, Len Burman, is on vocals.
As the rain splashed her feet, when I met my girl in the rain, she said, "This isn't bliss." So I gave her a kiss. When I met my girl in the rain, then I asked her under my umbrella. Pitter, patter, pitter went the rain. I said, "Marry me, Arabella." Pitter, patter, pitter once again. We got wet, she said yes. All the rest you can guess. When I met my girl in the rain. We'll be right back.
the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You're the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. Oh, what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. Talk about adorable creatures. You have so many syllables, but I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. Top to tip, you're tip-top, but to top it all, you're mine.
About the snow and rain, while the skies are stormy, your arms will warm me. It's winter again. It's so thrilly when it's chilly in the winter, and the frost is on the window pane. Hear the sleigh bells ringing, my heart is singing. It's winter again. The wind may blow, who cares, just let it blow. I'll write to you love letters in the snow. Then we'll cuddle by the fire in the evening. We'll forget about the snow and rain. While the skies are stormy, your arms will warm me. It's winter again.
Is going. That was Al Benny's Broadway Boys, according to the label, but it was actually Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters. And Dan Donovan informing us, as though we needed reminding, that it's winter again. Tiddles knows it's winter. He's tucked himself up in the duvet on the bed and he said he's not coming out until dinner. Wise boy.
In the dark, I see the lights all over town, and I keep walking up and down while I am whistling in the dark, whistling like a lark. My song goes floating on the air. I envy every loving pair while I am whistling in the dark. Who cares what I am saying in my song? Knows that I am praying someone will come along, strolling in the park without a single thing to do. The night is black and I am blue. That's why I'm whistling in the dark.
Banjo, guitar and directing proceedings, that was Stan Greening and the Rhythm Troubadours with Whistling in the Dark. Leslie Holmes was the singer. Now, that Leslie Holmes is not the well-known Leslie Holmes that was part of the Two Leslies with Leslie Cerrone. No, this Leslie Holmes was... Enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles, we need to start making our dinner.
Mm-hmm. Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.